the black helmet. Vikings take over, though, on the 20-yard line. That was Lucier's probably only run all evening where he didn't get a good gain.
Right.
And it was a good time for it to happen as it was 4th and 2. Vikings take over. Lake and the offense back on the field. 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. Chang in the backfield with him. And he's going to hang it. That's going to be handed off to Chang. Chang's got a seam up the right side. Bryce Randoni with a good block and pushed out of bounds. Jackson Chang, good gain there on first down. If he had a little bit more speed on him, he's breaking that one free, and he's holding his knee as he goes down on the near sideline.
Huge credit to Mann out there, too. Jacob Mann, he's a great lead blocker.
Him and Franzoni did a great job there. Franzoni was kind of in a tough spot there because you can get, you know, a blindside block at the DB isn't looking at you, but he kind of just put his hands up and let the DB run into him. And I think we're going to go ahead and keep play here. Jackson Chang, I think, is still down on the near sideline as he's now helped up and kind of drug a little bit further into the sideline. Not fun to see that happen, obviously. Hopefully he'll be just fine. It might just be a cramp. Either way, don't want to dive into it too far. Vikings take or have the ball on the 45-yard line, and that's going to be Vikings looking to pass. Ball's kind of tipped at the line of scrimmage, but still catching is Will Johnson. Will Johnson making people miss. Goes over the top of the guy. Never mind, that's Caleb Gray. Caleb Gray with a head of steam down to the 10-yard line. What a good piece of ball carrying for Gray as he let the block develop out in front of him. It was just patient, and then all of a sudden, once the blocks had developed, just used his feet to just blow by everybody.
What a beautiful play design, too. I don't know if you noticed. I mean, Jericho had that ball thrown before he was even looking back. I mean, Jericho put it right where it needed to be.
Beautiful. And that just, I mean, 2 weeks of practice, Jericho Lake's been getting the QB1 reps. And just to have that confidence to know what the play call is and that there's going to be a receiver there, throws it to the flat. Looks like the ball may have been tipped, but Jericho Lake with the arm strength to power it all the way to the flat despite that. And 2 receivers to the far side, 2 to the near side. New running back in the backfield as Chang is still shaking up. And he's going to hand it, met in the backfield instantly by a few Lancers. That was Caleb Gray, the junior. And that was snipped out well by the Lancers.
Yeah, the offensive line just kind of collapsed and didn't leave much room for him to do anything, bounce outside.
4 minutes and 12 seconds left in this ball game. Vikings out in front, 41-13. Dominant performance this evening so far, and they're not done yet. I'll tell you that much. It's a 2nd and goal, despite the ball being spotted on the 14-yard line. Seen the Vikings in this position before, and they went on to score. And I believe that's Gray in the backfield still with Lake. 2 receivers to the far side, 2 to the near side, and Lancers go ahead and jump off sides again. Number 44, the big guy, Brody Shadbolt, jumping off sides, trying to bring some pressure, but Vikings doing a good job.
What an excellent time to call that, if that was a design cold count.
And I believe the referees might actually call that a false start, despite there being little to no movement on that offensive line. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, they have a better angle at it than I do, but I did not see any movement other than Shadbolt 2 yards into the backfield. If that big guy was running through my gap, me just sitting in the 3-point stance, I'd probably move too.
Yeah.
2nd and goal from the 18-yard line now. And Gray still in the backfield. Trips formation in the near side. 1 receiver to the far side. Lake's going to be looking to throw to the right. He's got a receiver and touchdown. Wide open, Will Johnson. I would say it's a hat trick, but that's now his 4th touchdown this evening as he is wide open in the end zone. Lake did a great job going through his progressions there and finds Johnson just completely standing on his own. 47-13, 2nd and goal from the 18. Who cares about it? Lake's going to find you in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, how impressive to roll out like that and just look that poised. Like you said, went through every single one of his reads, and Will Johnson was just had no one near him.
And 3 minutes and 16 seconds left. Vikings on for the PAT here. Barnett with the good snap, good hold from Lake. That ball was up and through the upright. 48-13 is the score here at Hans Peterson Field. Vikings out in front. 3 minutes and 16 left. In 3 minutes and 16 seconds left in this ball game. We're going to go ahead and take a break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports. 48-13 is the score here at Hans Peterson Field. Vikings starting off with an exclamation mark with league play here tonight. South Umpqua here at Hans Peterson Field, and it's been all Vikings so far this evening.
And yeah, it's been really fun to watch. I mean, just them carrying over their dominant performance from last week and doing it once again against a league rival here.
And over the last 2 weeks, Saquon's outscored their opponents 116-13 as Vikings kick it off. And touched by the second man, there's going to be kind of a reverse here. As number 51 takes the ball. He's got the edge. He's got a head of steam and almost knocked out of bounds, keeping his feet. Oh, my goodness, the big man, number 51, or I believe that was 51. Either way, 54. Kalen Young, the offensive lineman, was put in there as the deep man, and Lancers got the ball and handed it to him.
Yeah, surprising. It was Lucier that handed it to him, the guy who's been running the ball on every play almost.
If I'm the Lancers, I'm keeping the offensive lineman as my returner because he did an incredible job with the opportunity he got.
Put him in at running back.
And all of a sudden, the Lancers are in Vikings territory, taking over on the 38-yard line. Yeah, I think they may have just found a new running back in number 54, Kalen Young.
Oh, yeah, that was some fearless running right there.
It was, definitely. Had nice footwork along the far sideline as well, staying inbound.
Yeah, he did. 51, that's a great number. That might be all the reason he had that given to him.
Lancers in a punt formation. As they just decide to knee this thing out.
Conceding the game.
A minute and 45 seconds left in the game, and now all of a sudden you got a bunch of freshmen rolling onto the field. 61, 58, 69, and 71. See if we can give all those shout-outs here for the Vikings. Checking in for the Vikings, Chase Lynn, a freshman. 58 is Josh Moore, one of the scout team players of the week. Coming back from an injury, 17 and 14 now checking in for the Vikings. Michael Fitzsimmons and Judah Henry. And, oh boy, this is a keep on coming into the field. 16 checking in. Dorian Hill, another freshman. I'd love to give everybody a shout-out, but about 11 freshmen are on the field right now. Didn't get to see all of them. And Tossie and the Lancers are just going to go ahead and knee this thing out, though. So 52 seconds left in this football game. Vikings out in front, 48-13. It's been, like I said, all Vikings this evening as they, in the last 2 weeks, have outscored their opponents 116-13.
Yeah, just sheer dominance on both sides of the ball. I mean, especially tonight, you really can't, aside from a few penalties going into the third quarter, I mean, you can't really find a fault.
And another knee from the Lancers as both teams come off the field. Still 25 seconds left in this game, but that's all but it. Vikings win 48-13. Dominant performance this evening from the Vikings. Back-to-back home games where they just look stellar. And they're going to go ahead and finish this high five line prior to that clock even being at zero.
They're going to knee it out. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. And Saquon very humble in this win. You know, no chippiness despite what I would consider a blowout win, which is what you want to see. And players giving full-on handshakes and hugs with these Lancers players. There's a lot of respect on this football team. Saquon not shocked to see, a big, strong Lancers team come to town. And Saquon just takes advantage of and tonight and blows them out 48-13. We're going to go ahead and take a break, though. 60-second break and be back here for the post-game show here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. If you didn't write down that score, you're going to forget what it is because scoreboard shuts off instantly here at Hans Peterson Field, which you got to respect. No need to rub it in any further that the Vikings go out and win this one 48-13. Everybody contributing this evening for the Vikes. It was a dominant performance on both sides of the ball. Mike, what would you say? What were your takeaways from that game?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned beating the dead horse, but it's once again, it's just outright dominance. I think we talked the biggest key in the beginning was going to be momentum, and they came out and did the same thing as last week. A great offensive drive to put points up quick, and then a good defensive one as well following the one of two scores of the Lancers. So, yeah, it's one of those things. I think, again, big props to Jericho Lake for stepping into this role and playing so well.
Yeah, and Vikings go ahead, start league play 1-0. Obviously, that's a big place to be, is at tied at the top of the Far West League. I don't know how the other games shook out this evening. I know Coquille was up over the Brookings Harbor Bruins at halftime, 20-6. That one is probably close to going final. If not, it already has. Curious to see how the other games shook out this evening, but we'll keep it focused here tonight. And while we're talking about this evening, have to give a shout out to Brian and Ann Lacatouras. They are here every single week. And instead of going down to the Afterglow with all the other Sightsaw faithful, they stay in the home section and bring their own trash bags and gloves and walk these bleachers up and down, making sure they pick up every bit of trash. And that's just one of these things that makes this community such a great place to be and live, is people that are here to help those around them, and the Lacatouras define that. So big shout out to them, as cleaning up trash isn't the prettiest of jobs, but, you know, they're out here doing it week in and week out. So thank you very much to them. And, Mike, if you had to give a player of the week this evening, player of the game, who would you give it to?
I mean, we've got to give it to Will Johnson. 4 touchdowns. I mean, I could name more plays that he was on defense on tackles than he wasn't. Obviously dominant on offense, and credit to Jericho Lake for getting him those looks as well, and the offensive line for creating looks for him. But, man, to a point, it is on the athlete to make the play. And tonight he made a lot of contested plays, and he made a lot of plays on defense as well. Touchdown saving tackles. I mean, I got to give it to him.
Yeah. And if I had to give it to one, I would have to give it. I'll give it to one on each side of the ball. I'll give it to Jericho Lake on the offensive side. His second start for the Vikings, and you would have never guessed it if you just came out here and watched this game. He was confident. He was poised. He delivered the ball where it needed to be, when it needed to be there. And one of the keys to the game that Coach Sam Johnson said on the point after last night was, we got to make the right read. And I'd say Jericho Lake did that for 4 straight quarters. My defensive side of the ball is going to be going to Tom Morgan. He had quite the task out there this evening with Jaden Kay covering him, 6'5", 200-pound receiver, and Tom Morgan got the best of him. And Kay is no slouch when it comes to his athletic abilities. And Tom Morgan went out there, had a pick six, and was really just in sticky coverage all night. Almost had a second interception, bounced off him and another Vikings player's helmet. It's been a ton of fun to see Tom Morgan come out here. And obviously he's new to the school this year, coming from Reedsport, but he seems to just fit in so well with this program and what they aim to do. And despite this senior class having 4 years to mesh and learn this system together, Tom Morgan has just fit in seamlessly with it. Both offensively and defensively. So great week for the Vikings, winning 48-13. Michael Mason, thank you so much for traveling all the way from Coquille this evening. That is about an hour and 45-minute drive up to where your neck of the woods is in Coquille. So obviously safe travels to you if you're driving home this evening and tuning in. Thank you very much. Safe travels to you as well, and have to give the biggest of shout-outs to Cam Utz at the studio this evening, making everything possible. So thank you very much, Cameron, and we appreciate your time. So we will be on the point after next Thursday, going live at 7:05 p.m. on KCST. You can also tune in on Facebook. Feel free to go in there, ask Coach Sam Johnson any questions you want. It's a fun time. So feel free to tune in next Thursday night. But thank you once again, Vikings fans, for tuning in this evening. And go Vikes.
Go Vikes.
Vikings win at 48-13 this evening. Have a good one.